Diamonds in the ocean.
That might be your best one yet.
That was good.
That was really good though.
Yeah, I surprised me. You really delivered.
You're surprised that it was good.
Surprised Matt, because most of the time he's never gone. Why do we allow Nick to sing every week? It's terrible.
It was surprisingly good.
Oh,
wow! Ouch!
It was
ouch, babe.
It was evenly exciting.
Mm.
Anyway, no, Nick, that was really great. I liked how you write these different lyrics for the song. You know, you're a real Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, it's something actually I've done since I was a kid. You know, I don't know why. I just always made up different lyrics to songs, and I just thought it was just a quirk I did, you know. And it's like my youngest nephew's name is Owen, and
does he have a barbecue?
Right. The band Electric Light Orchestra has a song called, you know, Evil Woman, and so I used to always sing Evil Owen. You know, and you know, and like it actually. But his older brother though heard me singing it one day with all the lyrics I came up with it, and then I finally looked at him like, don't sing that in front of him because like it'll give him a complex. You know, but
yeah, most songs I change the words to you can't repeat.
Oh yeah, I do that
too. And we can repeat on that. One of you, although I always I can't remember what I do. It's is it. Anyway, I can't remember, so fuck it.
Sometimes, I mean, most of the time, I'd say like 90% of the time when I think of a song, it's because I'm in the car and I've got the iPad on, iPod or iPhone on random. And
I got my phonograph.
Yeah, I got my, yeah. And if I can fit Ramblecast somewhere in, then I go, okay, I can use that one, you know. But it's very hard to rhyme cast after a while.
Right.
I agree. What can I do with this word? Telephone line, yeah. Randy's doing another Electric Light Orchestra song. See, I always associate that song with Billy Madison because that's the song that Steve Buscemi's listening to.
Such a classic scene.
When he calls him and apologizes for picking him in high school. So every time I think of someone crazy, I kind of sing Telephone Line to myself.
And you put on the lipstick too.
And the lipstick. I name out the people to kill.
That gets a little crazy, but you know, hey, I'm not here to judge.
Yeah.
Chris, we got blue Matt.
What'd I do?
Nothing.
I said you're quiet.
Yeah, so I've been trying to be quiet while I fix my shit. I'm having the worst problems connecting my AirPods to my new Windows PC.
Oh, it's because it's not a Mac. It's classic.
Well, I mean, it's a Bluetooth headset, so it shouldn't be a problem. But for whatever reason, I'm having... It just keeps cutting in and out. So I just said, fuck it. I'm going to put these on.
I went like 3 months and I stopped using them because I couldn't get them to work. And finally, I just said, okay, I'm gonna make these work.
There you go. So
and a week later, they worked.
Nice. So I got to put these big old honking headphones on for the time being.
Oh,
it's a good look for it.
That's what I wear.
Yeah. So Jack, I noticed your background is.
Have you?
I thought it was a little suggestive when I first saw it. I was like, you know, the banana is strategically placed with his finger pointing at a certain area, like expecting the banana to fall out.
Could have been an accident. I don't know. I started the fifth episode today and couldn't watch it because at a grandkid. Got it.
Oh, yeah, not a show for the grandkids. Not at all
for the little kids. Yeah.
Yeah, they kept coming over. I said, all right, I'll play.
So three of us have finished Fallout, right?
I got to say, if you guys, all you had to do to get me to watch it says, okay, there's, it's nuclear bomb and end of the world.
Yeah.
And that's, I love that, John. I love that. That's what I love.
And there's no translation. You don't have to read any translation.
Which is even better. But no, it just, that's what I love to watch.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on that I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how Lucy, what's her brother's name?
Norm.
How are they really related?
Yeah.
They
don't look anything alike. They don't look.
That's just mean, Jack. Not every genetics are equal.
I know that Norm is hot,
but he's smart.
And Lucy's not,
and she's hot. You know, not everyone. You know, everyone gets a skill.
But she's pretty smart too. Well, she's naive though.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I was getting.
Golden rule.
That's what I was going to get to with when it comes
to. Do you want to have sex?
Right. Oh my god! And then that idiot just looked at like, I'm a knight. Like, shut up!
You gonna make my cock throw up?
Wait! It's gonna explode. You guys are further than I'm at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like,
way to go, guys.
When Jack said episode 5, I was like, I don't think that scene's happened. Just
no. No, I'm not giving anything away.
No, but it's really funny, and once you get to it.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of great actors in it. William Goggins is good. He's good in everything.
Goggins.
Walter Goggins.
Mm-hmm. Walton.
William. Walton. Walton. What?
Yeah.
Why always call him William?
I don't know.
Maybe he could change his name for me.
Wow, William.
Yeah, Goggins. Without giving anything away, I will say, you know, the show kind of takes a turn, a turn a little bit, I guess you could say, in the last couple of episodes.
Yeah,
when you're getting some like really background history of Vault Tech, which is interesting because the game doesn't necessarily dive into it,
right?
In that sense, right? I mean, there are loose references in the game to what could be happening, based upon like documents you find or computer terminals. If you sit there and read everything, which nobody does, right?
That's what I kind of read just a little line today about
how
in the game it's never fully explained who drops the bomb or who starts the bomb.
Oh, okay.
And in this series, it doesn't blatantly say who did it, but it's heavily implied.
Correct.
Who started it. You know,
correct.
Right. You're kind of like, oh, okay.
Until we get season 2 and then they pull back another curtain.
Apparently it's going to be the Vegas.
Yeah. They've already renewed it for another season. Really? Yep.
There is within
a week of its release.
It's really not a spoiler, Jack.
It's really not.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. So there was a game called in between Fallout 3 and Fallout 4 that came out called Fallout New Vegas.
That's not a number.
Right.
Sorry.
But he is actually. Or it is actually, the game takes place in Las Vegas, and it's kind of like the same wastelandish type of thing. It's really, really good. Like it's a great game. It's actually one of my favorite ones of all the Fallouts. And they kind of hint it towards it.
Yeah.
Matt K says, I hate Squire Knight guy. He reminds me of Elvin, the oldest Cosby's daughter's husband. That's who I thought it was.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, he does. He does remind you.
He reminds me of
Force Awakens, very well.
For crying out loud.
And the older woman she played Kizzy on Roots.
Mm.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well,
way back in the 70s.
What I was going to say, just talking about Fallout in general, is that, you know, I kind of had no interest in watching it because Last of Us just came out and it's such a good video game that I was like, I can't see them topping Last of Us. And then Chris watched it and then recommended it. So I was like, okay, if Chris likes it, I'll give it a shot. And I was pleasantly surprised at how good Fallout was. But what I like in the difference between Last of Us and Fallout is, in Last of Us is a traditional like protector / student role of like two characters roaming through the mountainous hills of Massachusetts. And, but you know, this one, even though it's one great story. You have four very separate characters, yes, four separate different arcs, you know? And yeah, I was, the more I've thought about it, the more I'm like, yeah, like, so Lucy's the fish out of water story,
right,
which everybody can relate to, because it's like, this is a whole brand new world for us. And then you get Maximus, who, like Matt Kay just said, I could not stand him in the first few episodes because he is kind of like this naive, just idiot in a way. And but right, as his arc starts to go along, he's really growing on me, even though he still does some stupid shit. but he has a kind of a redemption kind of arc,
right,
of like, going to learn and I'm going to be. Exactly, kind of like when someone said Finn a while ago, like from Star Wars. Like, yeah, I want that, his storyline. Matt, sorry, other Matt said Finn. You're like, I want his story to be what Finn did not get, you know, right, in the Star Wars.
Well, I thought Matt Kay was talking about the person that's in 33. And that's the squire. Not the squire.
No, no,
I was talking about the guy that the. Okay, I was confused. No, I was talking about the guy that. 33 with the other guy, mm-hmm, where everything's so nice and, you know.
Oh, the guard, the door guard.
No, he's one of the leader with Leslie Uggams and the other guy with the neck brace.
Or the neck brace.
The guy from.
No, not the other guy. I thought it was that actor at first.
Yeah, the guy from Severance. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then, oh, just sorry, mm-hmm, 1 second.
Yeah, yeah,
and
no,
then,
cool.
Then you have the ghoul, which I think is also extremely important character because he is representing the world that we do know, like us as an audience, is like he's coming from this world in the past and he's got the knowledge to come along into this new world. And he has like the vengeance arc, which I really like, because he's looking for, even though he's introduced as a villain, he's kind of got the justice arc in a way.
Yeah. Mm. You like him. Like you like him. He's a bad guy that you want to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. And then lastly, what Jack's saying with Norm has the discovery arc of, like, you know, I'm the mystery, the mm-hmm, unveiling of the world beneath the world.
He's the hot one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, that's what I'm saying. That's what keeps it intriguing. You have four really great characters and four great arcs.
He's almost like the player in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's like some kind of like, but yeah, you're right. He is kind of working on another. It's interesting because they don't introduce him, you know, in the first, at least I don't remember, but like the other three characters all get a title card, which that's what reminded me of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is this like, boom, boom, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, this is this person, you know, and with the ghoul representing like this ugly side of humanity and what. But the time storyline with him is really great, which Jack is yet to get into, and I don't want to spoil any of that.
The first couple episodes, so. I'm like going, it starts out, okay, I go, okay, what's going on here? You got a guy at a birthday party. He's obviously somebody who at one point was famous and stuff like that, and you're like going on, and then you start seeing them watching the news, you know, nuclear war and all that stuff, and I'm like going, okay, this is getting interesting.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's interesting about that, too, is, you know, from what you see later in later episodes, Jack, and I won't spoil you, but, you know, there's clearly another major event happens in his life before the bombs go off. In that, you know, he didn't want to do the thumbs up, you know, he didn't, you know, mm-hmm, and you know, you see his daughter, but you don't see his wife, and so you're like, something else has
something's
happened.
Going on.
This major, you know,
right? Well, Jack,
I like, and I like the music too.
Yeah. So
the music fits the show.
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that too. I love that too because, you know, when you play the games, like, you hear this music all the time when you're playing the game. Right. So
that's the music in the game.
It is. Yeah. So in the game, you have a Pip-Boy, you know, the thing that she wears in her arm or whatever. And it has a radio on it. You can either opt to turn it off or keep it on. And they have like Wasteland Radio. And it's like all the old Billy Holiday music and the Ink Spots.
Ink Spots. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was my immediate thought, because I've always liked the Ink Spots. It's like
right.
every episode seemed to have an Ink Spots song. I was like, man, Ink Spots music's just going to go through the roof. Even though
so it's funny. It's funny to hear it because I probably invested so many hours into those games, you know, back in the day. I say back in the day, it was like 10 years ago, right? It's like those songs are in my head. Like I sing along with them when I hear them. And I've been walking around, you know, I've been walking around work just kind of like singing along. I don't want to set the world on fire. And like everyone's like, dude, you gotta stop watching Fallout. I'm like, I know. I'm sorry. That's a song you gotta bring to the show is I don't want to set the world on fire, but
I don't think he can do it.
I just want to listen to the ramble.
There you go. I think we just had a request now.
Yeah. But so the cool thing about what you just mentioned, like Matt, you said that, you know, what's his name down in the vault is kind of like the player, right? The person you're playing with, because when you're playing the game, I know specifically with Fallout 4, right? The game kind of starts. It's interesting, right? So the game kind of starts off in that I think it's technically 21 something or other. It's not 1950, but it's like a technologically advanced, but so like almost designed specific to like the 1950s, that kind of like motif. You start off in the pre-apocalypse, and then you wake up in the vault. And then when you're waking up in the vault, you're really figuring out what the fuck is going on. So kind of like what Jack was saying, like, you kind of have those like phases of like, what is this world all about? Because you're waking up in this vault, and then you emerge into the wasteland. And like they've literally treated the game, or the TV show, just like the game. And it's actually really impressive how they've been able to adapt it to the big screen.
And be honest, I didn't really know robots. There was a person inside it.
Oh yeah, the Brotherhood of Steel.
I saw what's his name, Michael Rapaport.
Yeah. Well, you didn't actually ever get to see him, did you?
No, you do.
Yeah, you're right. You do.
Takes his helmet off.
That's right.
He's unbearable, but you get to see it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And what's like, really interesting is that the robot, you can see the robots floating around. You know, the I forgot what they're called, Mr. Whatever. In one of the episodes, you got to go back. He goes. It's with Walt and Goggins' characters having drinks with his buddy. Right. And like, how are you going to monetize this whole thing? He's like, oh, they gave me like $80,000 for my voice, right? Yeah. But that's the actual voice of the robots in the game, which is interesting. Oh. Right?
No, it's actually that actor.
I'm 99.9% sure because it sounds Matt. Exactly. I didn't look it up.
Isn't his name Matt Wood?
I think I don't know. I've seen him in something else.
I knew his voice.
Cogsworth is the name of the robot. Cogsworth in the game.
He's in a lot of British comedy shows that I've watched.
So like
he's got such a great voice.
It was just really cool to kind of like see all that coming together. And like there's all these little like these head nods in like hat tips to the folks who play the games, like the Nuka Cola.
I'm only getting this because I don't play the game.
fair enough. Store or the superette, like what are they called? The supermarket place they go to. That is actually definitely like that. I remember vividly being in that supermarket in the game and having to battle the robot taking him over my body.
This dude.
So yeah, that's the guy. Yeah,
that was the only. I'm not sure if Jack's at that episode or not yet, but that was the only.
The supermarket.
That was the only thing that slightly confused me. Is like, why would he give her a finger if he's just gonna. You know,
maybe that was to the audience.
I was like, why would you give somebody perform surgery on a few minutes later? Maybe it's just his basic programming or something,
right? You learn about the world in the same way that you learn about the world when you're playing the game, which is I think is actually very, very cool.
I'm glad that you have the gamer knowledge for this. I remember playing this with a friend of mine who had a system. Tell me, did you ever get the set where you could actually use your phone as the display thing? He did. He got the one where it was just like
he puts your phone in there and it turns it into the Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that. But there's all these like really cool head nods, like in the first episode when she's talking about like she's like recording herself as like the you know, the maiden who's being offered up for marriage. She's like talking about her skills and all this stuff. That is all from the game. Like the skill sets that you have. It's actually called, it's an acronym that's called special. What
about the guy wiping himself off after sex with the
curtain? Oh my gosh.
It was the curtain.
Is that part of the game?
That was so.
That is part of the game.
Like that was like the first thing when you see them open the door and then all of them are all stringy hair and oily. I was like,
oh yeah,
something's not right here.
Like I was like going, okay, what's going? I go when he did that. I was like going, I don't know about the Raiders and stuff. I'm like going, there's something off about this guy. And then he had all those scars and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like going, okay, something's not right here. I didn't know what, and then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose and you're like going.
And for those listening, if you've been spoiled on all of this, there's so much to enjoy with this show.
It's really not going to ruin it for you because, you know,
the one thing that's really interesting, and I think it's, they did a really good job of like bringing it from the game to this world in the show too, is that when in the show, whenever there is like some type of, like violent act or gore or something that would normally be censored on normal television is very normal to that world.
Right.
When Benjamin Linus lost his leg, it was like, you're like, oh, cool. Yeah. Here, put this thing on your leg. It's going to saw it off and like blood's going to go over, but you're going to be fine. And everyone was fine with it. And like to the whole idea of like, oh, do you want to have sex? Oh, no, you want to make my cock explode. Like, what?
Who writes this shit? Are you spoiling me again?
But all these things that happen are just so,
I like how I was just trying to say, like, hey, you can still watch it. We haven't spoiled you on anything. And Jack's over here, like, don't spoil me on anything.
All these things are just so arbitrary in this world that's just this post-apocalyptic world. And it's funny because the game treats them as trivial. It
seems like a place I want to hang out.
Treats them as similarly as trivial. So it's like all these things that if anything, these things occurred in real life to us, it'd be like, holy shit. Like,
I'm going to start stocking up on bottle caps.
Like, had no problem. No problem carrying around a severed head. Like, it was as if that was a normal thing.
Can I ask one question? This might be a little spoilers to people who haven't seen it. In the fourth episode, he gets that Walton Goggins gets, he's a ghoul, right?
Right.
So he needs the lice, you know, he starts putting in his hat instead of just taking the whole box.
I know. I thought that was weird too. Yeah.
I go, why would you, I don't get it. Didn't make sense to me. But anyway, I don't want to spoil anybody else. I don't want to spoil it.
He probably was just thinking in the moment, you know, because probably he never had that much on hand. You know?
Yeah, but like, it's a box. It's stored in a box. Just close the box, take the box.
Right. Is that where you're at, Jack?
No, I finished that episode.
Yeah, you didn't see the next episode?
I've seen like 10, maybe 10 to 12 minutes of the fifth episode.
Okay.
And that's where... Sets him free.
Got it.
If it'll set you free.
Yeah. Will Fry telling us his before I get to fall, I have to at least have another month of Apple shows left.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna binge Better Call Saul.
Well,
finish drinking, which is good.
Definitely. If you need a palate cleanser, Fallout is a quick turnaround for you. Like, I would say before getting into Better Call Saul, because that's an investment, like, definitely watch Fallout, because you'll be able to get into that and get through it probably within less than a week.
Yeah.
I know that Will also just saw Civil War.
I haven't seen it yet.
Sunday, Will? But it was just another opinion if we wanted to get a listener.
Oh, Will, did you like Civil War? Because we know Nick did not like it.
I did not like it. Yeah, I mean, it's not. It has very good visuals. You know, it's just, to me, it's just not. That great.
It's gonna happen.
Another.
Yes, he saw Civil War on Tuesday.
Okay. We got confirmation, guys.
Nice. Way to bury a lead there, bud. And while we're waiting for Will's review,
dude,
I got weed peanut butter cups. Like,
oh, I thought we were gonna take a commercial break.
Commercial break for our sponsor, weed peanut butter cups.
Are they good?
They're fucking delicious.
This sounds delicious.
Yeah. And they're definitely not large, but like they're.
Oh, nice. How many milligrams per bite?
5.
Oh, huh. So you need at least 4.
I think I'm at
4.
Will Fry gave it a 7 out of 10. Goo enough.
I love that. No, I think it's the D's left off for a purpose.
Goo enough. Could have been better. So
that's what they also said about your comment. Goo enough. But he also said I'd see it again. So
Nick said he hated it.
Well, I didn't say I gave it a 6.5, so he's not too much ahead of me.
But his 7 said he'd see it again. Would you go see it again?
No, I wouldn't pay to see it again.
I just can't stand what's her name, the lead,
Kirsten Dunst. Yeah.
Oh God, she drives me.
I kind of agree with that. They probably miscast her.
I like how she's apologizing for her husband. I guess plays a crappy guy. I've seen previews.
It's a small role. It's one.
Yeah, but she says he just did us a favor. Okay, but really not that way.
But also, like,
you mean he's an actor?
Have you seen him on Breaking Bad? Because he seems like a horrible piece of shit.
Okay, I saw him on Friday.
Wait, who's that?
From Breaking Bad?
Yeah, who's he on Breaking Bad?
He's a crazy guy.
Todd.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of saw him in the fifth season.
Yeah.
I saw him in Friday Night Lights, and he was just a gentle guy, just a kind of a nerd guy.
Right.
It ends up going out with a hot girl. The girl from.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
From Orville.
He was awful in in Black Mirror too.
Yeah,
he was also in the last
I guess Scorsese I didn't realize film. He was in Orville.
You know, Flowers of the Cherry Moon. He was in that.
Yes,
he was in. That's where him and his wife met. Was in Fargo, season 2.
He was a nice
Landry.
Landry, that's what it was. Landry. Yeah. He was the quarterback's friend.
Well, most of the cast.
Always the quarterback's friend, never the bride.
He's kind of doing a Christopher Nolan thing. Like he cast people that have been in his previous projects. So not only was I'm not sure about the little girl being in Devs, but the other reporter that was the TV reporter that has the helmet on in the last few scenes there, she was also in Devs. She's the main character in Devs. And then, of course, you have
have I seen Devs?
Devs is such a good show.
Devs is awesome, Jack. It's a season.
Andy, or you've talked about it.
We've talked about it. All three of us have seen it for sure.
Yeah, Devs has been around for a while. So I remember that came out right at the beginning, and I was watching that in
Dave?
FX.
You can find Devs pretty easily. Yeah. I think it's on Hulu, It's just a one season standalone show.
But you know what show that you should finish and you should do it while you're awake and cognizant? Is Shogun.
I will.
I need to watch
so that. I was talking but about I got, severed I got heads. Fallout.
So,
the last three episodes of Shogun, so good.
Yeah, it to me, like that show, it was as close to perfection as you can get with a TV show.
Is it
show,
as good so. As us taking?
And an adaptation of a. Okay, now we take a commercial break. Go ahead.
Is it as good as us taking a commercial break? Finish, Matt.
Oh, now I'm done.
Finish Shogun.
I finished Shogun. It was brilliant. So smashing. Loved it. So and I think that a lot of people make the Game of Thrones comparison. I think even with the way that kind of those seasons would be structured where the penultimate episode would have like maybe the most like intense moments, whereas like the 10th episode is like falling action and it's still satisfying.
But it's how it lands.
So
I know I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying, I wish it wasn't over.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a sign of a good show.
It is. Sure. And you know, that's why I think when we first started talking about it, I remember reading that from the director, saying that, they stick to the book and that's it. That's all they're doing.
Mm.
And I think it's because whoever was asking that question, it clearly had seen the whole season. And you kind of want more because there is definitely, you could definitely continue on with it.
But it's done, right? It's one and done.
It's one and done. But yeah, I agree with Matt. Like the 9th episode is probably the peak. And the 10th is just as good. It's just a different.
It sticks the landing. You're not going into it thinking like it's just going to be this continual, like, you know, but the whole story is just, I just thought they did a brilliant job. And it, yeah. and you know, yes, there's some translation. There is a dub version, of course. Oh. There's still some Japanese has to be, because having a translator in the show is an important part. But if you're wanting the dub,
does English he bet dub the translation? Version, does he bet? Does he gamble?
No, I just, there's some key scenes in which they have to show the actual.
It's a know. Baseball. I was talking about Hotani.
Oh, okay, thanks. Sure, whatever. It's a great show though. Really top acting, and I loved it. I loved it so much that I was listening to the official the official podcast just through Hulu. Like I didn't even go to my local podcast kind of thing and subscribe to it. I just was popping it on, and they have a lot of like they give a lot of the historical context. So if you're wanting more, that's a good idea. So
the problem is I've been watching I finished Manhunt. Booth got caught, got killed. Sorry,
Nick. He got hunted.
I was watching the show. I go, you know, this is a show where Nick probably really liked. Did you see Manhunt?
I watched the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay, you probably loved the first episode.
The first episode, yeah, peak.
But you think the first episode is probably great because it, you know, Lincoln dies.
But after that,
it's like, okay, we're gonna chase after a guy with a broken leg. Is that fair?
I just didn't. I mean, it's okay. I gave it like a 7, you know, 7.2, somewhere in there. Like it's definitely worth a watch if you have nothing else to watch.
I didn't know they just dumped his body in them.
Yeah, they didn't care. They wanted to have.
Well, it makes sense. It's like, yeah. I don't want to be worship. I want to be, you know.
Wait, where did they dump his body?
They didn't. They just secret place because they didn't want anyone to worship where he died.
Oh, you know? I gotcha.
So I never knew that. I was not taught in history class that, and all those Lincoln movies I've seen, they never said that Booth was just, you know.
It's got its moments that are good, but then a lot of it just is kind of slow and draggy.
Again, I know you don't like the part where the Confederacy is coming back all beaten up, and I get that. I get that would be disheartening, but I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. The beginning was better. It was intense, and I think it kind of carried on a little too long.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew Johnson is you can see why he wasn't a very good president.
You know, it's funny. Like, I agree that he wasn't a great president, but I understand. It's all, you know, like with everything in history, it's all in, you know, because he was a uneducated. He educated himself. He was a self-educated guy, yeah, and he felt like there's lots of people throughout history. Like James Brown is one of those people. Like he felt that anyone can do it if they have enough determination. And so he was against a lot of stuff because he felt, why should we help anyone? You know. Why should we help anyone in the South? You know, like not just blacks, it was everybody. Like, you know, why should we spend money to help them? They can do it themselves. And it was just, that's just the way he thought. And but, you know, it was you could see it from Republicans' point of view as well, though. It's like, you know, if you do that, then you're going to have a lot of pissed off, uneducated, poor people that will just revolt against us again. And it's just, so it's a way of, you know, how you look at it.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of any president, but I don't like any.
But you like the dead ones, right? You like the ones that get shot.
Those
listening somewhere,
jury is still in a bunker out.
Where, like, you know, they're being monitoring our communications. like Jack's views do not reflect all of those on the Ramblecast.
Notice that my screen has been blue this whole time.
I simply asked Nick a question.
Jay pegged me pretty well a few years back as a contrarian, which I tend to.
Wait.
Thank you for completing that sentence, by the way. Yeah, he really fucking pegged me pretty good.
I knew that. River. I said it. Yeah.
Tell me it was a wooden one.
Oh, watch out for the splinters.
Okay.
I definitely like to think, you know, what would the world have been like if Kennedy hadn't been killed? You know, like,
hey,
you know, there's things to
yep.
that you or well, in Lincoln too.
We probably wouldn't have had a Nixon. And actually, Nixon wasn't a terrible president. He just did terrible things.
Well, yeah, I mean, Nixon was great on world politics. He was terrible at domestic. And that was his problem.
I wouldn't have pegged him for that.
I wouldn't have pegged Nixon either. Yeah.
Well, you had.
I wouldn't have gotten pegged for it either.
Yeah. Jack, you should watch. I've been watching this documentary series on Netflix called Turning Point, and I don't know how I found it.
I've been meaning to watch
that. Wait, isn't that crazy alt-right bullshit?
No, that's the – no. I know what you mean, though.
That's I got pegged.
No, it's called Turning Point, The Bomb and the Cold War is the under title. And it's kind of a history of Russia from the Bolshevik Revolution to present. And really what they're trying to do is frame how Putin came to power, but they're doing it through the entire Cold War up to the present day.
Interesting.
It's an interesting documentary series. I've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah. Speaking of what ifs and how these important what ifs, I actually learned something new today. I didn't know this. Did you know who the original casting for the Terminator was?
I don't think so.
It was me.
Because originally Cameron, he wanted a small guy because Arnold was originally supposed to be the protector.
Arnold was originally supposed to be cast as Reese.
Yeah. And then the Terminator was going to be a small guy.
It was going to be OJ fucking Simpson.
Was OJ? Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Wow. Really? Okay.
Yeah. I was watching it. I love TikTok. Please, Congress, don't take my TikTok away.
Does he have any experience in killing?
So he had just come off of doing like Conan in all those movies. So he's becoming very, very popular.
Matt Treese. I didn't believe he was believable as a killer.
Yeah. I know, right? He was worried that. Rewind.
OJ was in Conan the Barbarian.
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Will Chamberlain was in
Conan. Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay,
my God.
I knew he was in.
he had just finished doing that, and so he took this part as Kyle Reese, and he went and had lunch with James Cameron, and he was talking about how passionate he was about how he should help him figure out who's going to play the Terminator, blah blah blah, how it should be, because he had just watched recently Westworld, and like he was like noticing like how Yul Brynner's like acting chops were as a robot, and he's like, well, you got to make sure whoever does it does X, Y, and Z, this and the other. And then apparently at the end of that lunch conversation or breakfast conversation, whatever it was, he was like, yeah, you have to play this role, like this is actually you. So OJ's out. Could you imagine if Arnold Schwarzenegger did not have that lunch date with James Cameron and OJ Simpson was going to be our Terminator?
Wow, that would have sucked.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me just like how many movies.
Also a weird like kind of race dynamic to set up for that movie.
Yeah.
You know.
So. Well, I mean, at the time, O.J. Simpson was huge. Like,
sure.
Huge. And I mean, as was Arnold, right? And at first, Arnold was like, I don't want to do it. He goes, he has four lines throughout the entire movie. This is going to ruin my career.
Walk off.
And then
I'll be back.
And Cameron was like, listen, I'm going to make you, we're going to make this part be the biggest villain and the biggest hero at the same time. And this is going to be it for you.
That's so
how it happened.
So he really kind of sniped his career. He really kind of strangled OJ over that one out of the part. You know what I'm saying?
May have stabbed him in the back a little bit.
Yeah. He's a real cut up. But
that's my lucky stabbing hat.
Really squeezed the juice out of that.
Going to OJ Simpson, he had some guy came was on Twitter and he said, I had a non-disclosure. I couldn't talk about this. O.J. Simpson, when he was in college at USC, was assaulting women and beating him.
Whoa!
USC,
like, you know, buried
the story because he's the goat. You know, he's
can't imagine any organization ever burying anything because they didn't want people to know.
You know what's also weird? I maybe it's just because it didn't happen during the internet age or whatever, but like. I don't remember ever hearing about this conspiracy theory in the past, but it's come up obviously since OJ's passed away and all this shit about how he could have potentially been covering for his son. Have you heard this theory?
That was a theory out there, yeah.
Maybe that's why the gloves were small.
Yeah, right? And his son had just finished a shift at like his restaurant and had his fucking knives with them.
Hmm. Yeah, that's been a theory from
that. No wonder OJ couldn't find him.
The theory was that OJ just
son doesn't golf
and went to jail for his kid.
I don't see him doing that.
I don't know. I can see,
depends. Not OJ. He's just got a long history of violence that
there's a lot of parents though that would do a lot of weird shit for their kids.
I get that, but I don't think OJ's that type of person.
You know, if Arnold didn't take that fucking lunch, OJ would still be around. We probably wouldn't have to worry about the fucking Kardashians.
Yeah.
Ugh, okay. Fucking
OJ.
It's a crazy world.
Speaking of crazy ass shit, there was like, you know, some of the stuff that you see on TikTok. Let's face it, it's exaggerated, blown out of proportion, and people just react to stuff again and again, you know, even when it's not true.
But it's everything. It's everything.
And so locally, this has affected a school of ours, which is now like making ripples just through social media. But it's heard it from a friend who... Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like there's nothing there that the school can legally do for this child or individual, and the story's being perpetuated as though this child's been like violated or something like that. Yeah. So, kissed, I guess, you know, wasn't violated, but, you know, but yes, on the lips as a child. So at this school, but there's no other student has seen this happen. So,
oh, is this the story about that guy, a friend of a teacher that came in and was like kissing the kids in the head and shit?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Well, you should.
The funny thing about the conspiracy around it is like, okay, they're saying like, we'll call the school to get information. It's like, they can't give information out about like,
was he kissing people? Was he actually kissing kids on the head though?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and no,
he wasn't.
No,
I just heard like the front end of that whole thing.
You just hear one bit, and it's from a person. It's hearsay. It's not somebody that actually lives in our actual town. It's like, oh, this is someone I know's child experienced this. But at the school itself, they talked to all of those children. None of the other children like can verify that this has ever happened.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they're saying like, oh, call. They're requesting people to call the school and ask for, and it's like, okay, now you're going to tie up a school's phone line on something that is complete.
That's crazy.
Smoke. No fires. And
this is on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's wild is like, I mean, I didn't know that. The back half of that story, because I've only seen on social media the actual accusation.
Yeah. And
that's crazy.
My wife just saw it because she found out about it through her mother, who's just on Facebook all the time. And,
oh, fucking Facebook.
And we're not, my wife will get it periodically on Instagram for like a weekend. And then she'll delete it from her phone and she won't be on it for a while. Cause it's like she goes down the rabbit hole of just like, you know, looking through a bunch of reels, and then she's off of it. So she's very kind of off again. So she wasn't aware of this until, you know, her mom calls her up and is like, what's going on about all of it? And then my wife actually watches it and she's like, okay, legally there's nothing that they've done everything that they can on this side. And some of this stuff is pretty blown out of proportion.
It's funny that TikTok allows that, because I've had videos taken off and you're like going, for what?
There's no research on this. And, you know, it's just, you know, you get, and if something starts to go viral, somebody else replies to it because then they want their thing to go viral. And then it's just like the snowball.
I did have one nonsense got taken off because somebody said he was being abused in the chat. He was the one doing the abusing.
Never wade into the chat.
And it was like, and I wish I would have known. I would have stopped the chat, but it was like, I had like 140,000. It was just growing. And these, I was deleting a lot of them because it was Biden's, and it was, I don't know how it got to Biden and Trump when it was, had nothing, this story had nothing to do with the Biden.
Exactly.
It just, but it was like, I go, what are we talking? I go, stop.
Mm-hmm. I saw something recently, just our local news, you know, they post stuff and I just love wading into the comments, just be like, okay, what's happening here?
Trump in a second.
It does. And you're like, okay, the local coffee shop that went out of business, that's been here for 40 years. You know why they went out of business? It's like, there's a better one. And then there's another better one that moved in just next door. Capitalism happened. They snuffed them out, you know? And so
it's like this is Biden,
and it's like, it has nothing to do with it. There's a better breakfast restaurant that went down the street, and everybody goes there. And all of these comments are like, "Oh, remember when?" And I'm telling you, as a small business owner that ran a business with people like, "Oh, remember when I went there 10 years ago, but I don't go there now." Yeah, nobody's waiting on your fucking money to make this place happen. We've been doing it the whole time. Just like this coffee shop that everybody's lamenting. It's like, well, you're all remembering a time, but it's not right now.
Because you stopped going there.
Exactly. So,
and then things just naturally change too. Like, there's a sandwich place that I love in Knoxville, and I've been eating.
Sorry to be so blue.
Oh, no. You are blue. Yeah. I've been in there for 30 years.
You know, I'm going to go blue too.
And like the last, last decade, every time I go to that place, it's just not as good. And you go like, what happened? Like, why has the quality dropped off? You know, like, why is, cause you know, it's one of those places that when you eat the sandwich or eat the fries or eat whatever, you're like, holy shit, that's good. And then now she's like, oh, it's okay.
Some cook went away, or well, I think, you know, well, the owner just the I owner just the, lost the love of.
It could be the meat
sandwich.
Quality, it could be the bread quality. It could be.
I think it's more that they buy. They're buying to keep in business. They're buying less quality,
right?
Stuff. So it's like, you know, they can't afford. If you're a mom and pop, you can't afford to compete with the chain. But even the chains can't. You know.
It's because when Will Fry says it's because you are sober when you go, it's
a valid point.
And he knows exactly. Now.
That could be it.
Now.
That could be
could
it.
Be, Will.
But anyway, well, it is what it is. But then I was shocked by the news that Harvey Weinstein, his conviction was overturned.
I read that hoping it was a rumor.
With everything that's going on in court right now, I'm not shocked at all.
That's why victims don't come forward.
Right.
I go, okay, this guy's a piece of shit. We all know he's a piece of shit.
Right.
But, oh, there were too many people that were talking bad about him or whatever.
We're talking about Harvey Weinstein, right?
Yeah. Okay. He had too many people, I guess, were at the trial.
Because, I mean, there are other like convicted rape offenders that are on trial right now. But
wait, what?
Well, there's lots of them.
No, Nick.
Yeah. So
loved him in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, like you know, Gothmore. It's so he's in two scenes. He's the really really ugly orc.
He's in Lord of the Rings.
He's not in Lord of the Rings, but they made an orc to look exactly like Harvey Weinstein.
Huh?
Because that's how much they didn't like him. So the guy says like you know like. He stabs the guy. It's like, you know, he's got that deep throat. That's Harvey.
That was pretty good, Nick.
Yeah,
Time of the Orc.
You know, like, you know.
Wow. It's wow.
It's like a hidden talent.
We're going to lose. An agent just saw that. We're going to lose Nick.
Yeah. Later.
Who's going to do the bad songs in the beginning?
Chris was just singing like what 30 minutes ago.
We want you to sing the song in the orc voice.
it's not orc, it's Uruk-hai.
Uruk-hai. do a little smoker too.
I did want to, if we're done talking about Harvey, I did want to talk about, I did have a complaint.
Oh, shit.
Just about people in general.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Let's
go. Right. So, you know, the complex next door, they built these townhomes.
You got 10 minutes left, bitch.
And it's all for dogs. It's a dog friendly compound. I mean, not compound. It's a dog friendly, all the townhomes. It's like got very few kids. Everyone has like 3 or 4 dogs.
So it's not like Fallout.
No, they have like 2 dog. No, they have like 2 dog parks. No, nothing for kids. Anyway, so about 2 weeks ago, I see these people. There's a, what do they call it? Overflow, where the rainwater goes into and then drips down through our backyard.
Yeah.
I saw them with 2 huskies, and they got the brush out, and they're, ever seen a husky? The hair is everywhere. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like going, okay, I can't believe they're doing
that. They make tribbles.
Yeah. I can't believe they're doing that in public. I didn't think anything of it. They didn't pick it up. They just left it there. No. So where does it end up?
In your yard?
My yard.
Tumbleweed?
Guess who had to clean it all up?
Oh,
I did. So I drive home the other day. I go, are you fucking kidding me? I didn't
see
them.
They did it again?
Time. Well, I'm assuming it was them because it was all over the place. And guess where it ended up? So now I'm looking for them. I'm one of those neighbors. Okay, where are
they at? This is what you do. You make a passive-aggressive sign and put it right where they always brush their dog.
Throw it back in their yard.
I don't know where they live.
Oh,
well, but they walk by your yard to do it, right?
Right.
No, they. I don't know. Where, I don't. I don't. They don't.
You
they
just.
Don't have
you
to,
just.
They don't have. I'm. I, we're the last house, and then it's the comp. It's the townhomes, and so I'm like going. And so when the wind blows, I got these tumbleweeds of hair. I'm like going, son of a fucking. I go. Obviously, they don't want to do it in front of their townhome,
right?
Because it makes a mess. So I am going to say so. I said, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you go up all the way to the end of the street so the hair doesn't blow into my? I go. Who do you think's cleaning it up? This guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't believe.
Hairballs, man.
Cindy's just looking at me, going, "When are you going to accept it? That's how people are." I don't want to accept that. I go. It just drives me fucking crazy.
I'd go full Karen, Jack. You know, and find out exactly where they live.
There's a person that I see walk their 2 dogs like all around the neighborhood. And fortunately, our yard, we kind of sit up higher, so they can't allow the dogs to go into our yard. But they just let them wander shit in other people's yards, and just they don't pick it up.
We get that. Get that too. I don't have a dog.
I take the little baggie with my dog as I go for a walk. I pick it up, and there's plenty of designated trash cans around the city, and you carry that dog shit like a man or a woman. It doesn't matter because you carry the fucking shit of the pet.
You know what people do it in our neighborhood?
They wrap
it in the poop, and then they just throw it on the street.
They just chuck the shit in the street.
I'm like, or the ground.
In the bag.
In the bag.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I would call those shit chuckers.
And the funny thing is the townhomes, they have bags and trash cans for you to do that. And our neighborhood has bags and trash cans for you to put the shit. I go, why do people just leave? It's I don't know what's worse, the big pile of shit from the dog that wasn't cleaned up.
Why would you do
someone
that?
Picking up the shit and just throwing it on the ground.
That's what drove me nuts about moving here. In that, someone explained to me, and I hope it's true, but like when you're doing like the local trails around here, they're very dog friendly. Is that you'd see these little twisty tie bags just full of shit on the hiking trail, and I'd be like, what the fuck? And then someone goes, oh, it's because they're going up the trail and they'll pick it up on the way back down. I go, well, how do you know?
Right.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I have faith in humanity.
Yeah, I don't. So it's just one of those, Rick.
I believe in the shit takers. And then there's us that are like, no, they're just shit shuckers.
That is not my dog.
I just, you know, you want to have a dog.
Ultimately,
there's a responsibility in having pets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And your job is to take care of your fucking pet.
And the bigger the pet, the bigger the shit. So you know what?
These people
you gotta carry that
huge
shit.
Fucking dogs.
I think the Beatles wrote a song about it.
We were walking by this one. Sydney and I were going on a walk before Martha, she fell down the stairs. And this guy had 3 like pit bulls, and he's like holding them like this, and he goes, "Oh, you don't have to worry about my dogs." And Cindy goes, "Yeah, I'm just not. I'm not a fan of big dogs. So, yeah, he's got three pit bulls. Arr, you don't have to worry about my dogs. He's got them on huge ropes. I go, yeah, okay, whatever.
Sure, bud.
I'll remember also, that when my leg is ripped off.
I don't want your dog slobber on me. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe you just keep them on your side. So, yeah. But
yeah. There is a video, Jack. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it or not. I've only seen it a couple times, but I can see Jack doing it. And it's where like it does caption it before it starts. It's like, so my neighbor's dog always shits in my yard and not in his yard. And so you see him with a bag just full of this dog shit. And he's just picking it up in his rubber gloves and smearing it all over the dude's door.
Wow.
And then and then jamming it in the little mail slot too. And you're like, here's your shit back. You
know? Fucking savage.
Yeah.
Wow.
He just ain't had enough of it.
That's a shit giver. And
I know my neighbor, they let their dogs a couple times just shit. And one time I walked out as they're doing, I'll clean that up. I go, sure. Okay. I'm not worried, but he wouldn't have done it if he didn't see me.
Right.
He's a good guy, but I know he wouldn't have cleaned it up because I know it's his dog shit in my fucking yard. Anyway, we have any emails?
Yes, we do. We have one. I did want to mention real quickly, though, if you haven't started watching A Gentleman in Moscow, please do. It is a very good show. I've looked at that.
I can't keep up on all these shows.
It's on either if you have Paramount Plus or Showtime, you can watch it. It's very
okay. Good. Paramount Plus, yeah.
I have Paramount. Mm-hmm.
And then I did watch Steve with about the Martin Steve Martin.
Oh.
I enjoyed it, but it was not what I was expecting.
I haven't finished the second half yet.
Okay, I just felt it was like I didn't know like a lot of comedians. You kind of.
It's more about his life. I mean,
it is, but like I just was expecting to laugh a lot more than you know. And I was like, man, this is kind
of sad. It was more of it's about his life. He's not anyway. I don't want to spoil people.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like I enjoyed it. I like seeing it, but it was just like, oh, it just wasn't what I was expecting it to be.
And I did have a complaint about my wife.
Oh, one more fucking complaint. Yeah. Jeez. God,
it's like two episodes in a row.
She starts a rewatch of The West Wing. She gets to a part in season one. I go, I really like
this
storyline.
3 minutes left in this.
I will watch it with you. She goes, okay. So we watch like three episodes, and she goes, okay. The next day, I go, wait, are you watching The West Wing? She goes, oh yeah, I've like three or four episodes. I go, oh, so I'm just done with it. She goes, well, you can go. I go, no, I'm good. Anyway,
you can go take care of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
35 years. Yeah, exactly.
Chris's eyes on that. Hey, one other thing to mention before you get to this email, and I for whatever reason I forget this until every time it happens, the same time every year, but you know. Chris and I, our sons are just one day apart. So my son's birthday is on the 23rd and your son's birthday is on the 23rd.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I saw you posted about your son and I was like,
yeah,
no shit. That's right. And
that's
right. So
yeah, it's
to celebrate our kids.
So how old is your son now?
14.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because he's now decided that he either wants to be a pilot or an aerospace engineer. And something to do with aviation. And he's been, it was kind of like, I didn't see the signs before, but now it's like, all like, oh, you know, and
that's awesome.
But as a dad, you're also like, just stay on the ground, buddy. I don't, you know, it's like, you just can't help but worry.
Yeah.
So, but I told him, I was like, I'm not going to stand in your way. I was like,
well, on my end, it's just a matter of which Spider-Man game I'll let him download onto the iPad.
Is he still F-bombing?
He's calmed down a bit over this past week.
Fucking
great. He's been a good boy. Let's say it that way. His attitude is turned for the better, knock on wood. But having a 5-year-old is wild too. I mean, my daughter just turned 12, which is blowing my mind, and then Jackson.
So Matt, I don't know if you would take him seriously, but like you know, if you wanted to go down that route, I highly recommend people to see if your local airport has a Civil Air Patrol unit. because they have a program from 12-year-olds to 17-year-olds. And it's kind of like the Boy Scouts, but like way better.
Okay. So
you get like pilot's lessons for free. There's a lot of stuff you can do.
That's cool.
And
can I do that?
You can join the Civil Air Patrol, Chris. Yeah. I mean, it's for adults. But like they do have a youth program, though.
Okay. I'm probably too old to do it.
And
ageism.
I did it. That's how I know, because I did it in my county. And then, you know, if he likes it past that, you know, you go to the Air Force Academy, and it just open up so many different doors than just doing it like a regular civilian.
Right.
Like I said,
That'd be a fun. Then you become a pilot for the airlines.
Yeah, that's what he's
making bank.
Uh huh.
He could be an astronaut.
Go to the Mars. Civil Air Patrol route, though, is really interesting in that you already have your hours to become a pilot. Time you're basically 18 years old.
Yeah.
And then if you didn't even go to the Air Force Academy, you join. Depending on what rank you are within Civil Air Patrol, you can join in like basically already as like a high ranking sergeant in the Air Force if you went Air Force route. So it's like it's already like a bonus to do it as a kid. But if you're in that phase, the kid, like a lot of us do, the military phase, you probably will grow out of it in those 5 years. So
it's something where it's like, okay, well, if you're interested in this, you know, I told him, I was like,
you worked for NASA.
You know, there's a lot of, I'm just looking at him. I'm just like, you know, there's a lot of distractions that can come along the way, you know, between now and so you just need to stay focused with your studies. Cause he is good at math and he is very math oriented. So, I will
just take a look at it.
Yeah, no, I wrote it down. So
that's cool.
I did hear what you said too. So
I did have one Ava story though. I know. I took her grocery shop and we go to Costco gas. And I've already told my wife several times I don't like driving with her because she's always da, 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 da. So she's in the back in her car seat and she goes, "Why did you pick this line?"
She judged you.
I go, oh my God. She goes, "It's moving over there." I go, she goes, "This is going to take 100 years. I told you this because you said it wasn't going to take this long. It's going to take 100 years. You're in the wrong line." I'm like, going, I go, "Every line moves. You have to, it's once the cards are filled up, then you can go." She goes, "That one's going faster than this one."
Dude, that kid's dad is fucked.
He's never gonna win an argument in that house.
I was just like going,
"There's no way out for him."
Oh my god. Send him some beers or something. Like
I go, "Jesus Christ." I go, "You know tough. You're a pain in the ass. You're a pain in the ass." She just looked at me. Anyway, go ahead with the email. I'm done.
All right. So it's one of Randy's jokes. I did reply to him and said,
"Does he have them?"
Yeah, I know. I kind of was like, "Randy, I'm like 90% sure you've already told us this joke, but
We don't have to read him because he's already asleep."
That's true.
He'll just catch it later.
But he wrote, "What's the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man?"
The gut.
One folds, one foils the plot. One foils the crime.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap. I don't know.
So Jack was the closest, but Iron Man stops the bad guys. Aluminum Man just foils their plans.
Oh.
I don't think he's told that one before.
I knew that one, but like I was saying, I figured I learned it.
That's one that you learn.
Anyway, on that high note, we're going to wrap this thing up. It's a short show tonight, guys.
Yeah, because it's somebody.
Don't get pegged.
unless
you want to. I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah.
But we're going to thank all our patrons. I think all the patrons. You can become a patron. Go to jjack.com, blah, blah.
I feel so special, I bet.
All of them.
Yeah. But we're going to thank 4 patrons who reach a certain level. Echo Rigner, Glaveler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, who works for NASA, and Ed, the creepy poopy letter carrier. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for everyone who listens to us and likes us and sends us emails and all that fun stuff. That's all we got. Hasta luego. and goodbye, my daughter.
Later.
Au revoir.
See you guys.
Arrivederci.